Welcome to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast is brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors, Bono's Barbecue, Land South Construction, PGA Tour Superstore, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, US Assure, WJXT Channel 4, and Tenton XL. Here's this week's show.
Welcome to this week's Jacksonville High School 912 podcast. I'm Joel Lamp, joined by Becky Lowry from the CSI Companies, the director of CSI Gives Back. This week, we're going to hit on their initiatives through CSI Gives Back, as well as some of their opportunities that they do in the community with partnerships and an overall vision of what CSI Companies does. This week's podcast would not be possible without the help of our generous sponsors who have made the entire Jacksonville High School 912 program a huge success here in its first year. We bring Becky in, and Becky, the CSI Companies is a big company that's headquartered here in Jacksonville, but is really one that has a global reach as well. Tell everybody a little bit about what the CSI Companies is.
Thank you for having me, Joel. So the CSI Companies is a national staffing and local support company. We are one of the fastest growing recruiting firms today. So we have four specialty divisions that connect top talent with organizations nationwide. So not just here in Jacksonville.
So you guys are kind of, we talked with a recruiting service earlier in the year, and how they kind of help connect the students to colleges and scholarships. You guys are kind of the version of that for professionals, connecting potential employees with the right companies, finding the right fits from a recruiting standpoint. So you guys have your hands in a lot of different buckets, not just with technical jobs, but also with IT and healthcare.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we'll take anything from, you know, professional all the way up to, like you said, technical go lives. There are so many different facets to recruiting and staffing.
So with CSI Gives Back, you guys are involved in a lot of things. One of the things that you guys got involved in, obviously, was High School 912 in our inaugural Fortegra Invitational back in the winter. Talk a little bit about how you guys decide on what you guys get involved in and the impact it makes on the community.
So there's a couple different things. First and foremost, we always want to make sure that we are connecting with those that truly need it the most. So we kind of state that in our mission. You know, we identify and support local organizations. We tap into our Jacksonville market as well as our other markets, being Atlanta, Nashville, Tampa, and Orlando. So it's really just making sure that we are hitting those organizations that are under the radar, that maybe don't have that national spotlight on them. And we can really see that impact, and we can see that difference that it's making in someone's life almost immediately.
So when we're talking about the High School 912 program, obviously you guys jumped in here in year one, and obviously the impact it's made on these kids and the program's reach within the community was a big selling point for you guys.
Absolutely. We knew just by listening to what High School 912 is doing in the community that it was going to help make a difference in people's lives that just didn't have the support. And, you know, if we can help just one child, then we've made a difference.
So you guys also have other initiatives with it. You have your CSI Gives Back Gala coming up this summer. We're recording this in early May. So talk a little bit about that and some of the things that you guys have going on around that.
Absolutely. So we're really excited. This is our inaugural gala. It is called A Garden Under the Stars. It's going to be on June 29th at the Casa Marina Hotel in Jacksonville Beach. So we have two beneficiaries for this gala. So, of course, High School 912 being one of them. The other one is Duval County Public Schools Clothing Closet. So that is another local nonprofit that really helps students in need that are unable to afford the simplest things in life, their uniforms, undergarments, jackets, you name it. So we are really just trying to help get more product to them so they can help more kids in the community.
That's a fantastic piece of the puzzle, because when we talk about high school 912, we're focusing on the whole student, but that's kind of almost like one of the things that you assume that every kid would have taken care of. And there are so many kids in the community who have nowhere to turn. And when it comes to just some basic life needs, whether it's clothing, toothpaste, those kind of things, little things like that, that the clothing closet can help with.
Yes, absolutely. It was sort of a diamond in the rough when we found it. And we really just wanted to help students that couldn't help themselves. And these social workers in Duval County really helping those students that we didn't even know had a need. We've hooked up with Poindexter Uniform Company to be able to supply us with the uniforms. So that way we are making sure that product is great, pricing is good. The more we can get in there, the better it'll be. And it's targeting primarily elementary and middle school because they're the main focus with the uniforms. Very few high school, but then that just leads us right into high school 912.
So and one of the things, part of the high school 912 program has been the sporting events. You guys were a partner in the basketball tournament and a lot of exposure through that. And I know you guys had a lot of fun with that as well.
Oh, yeah, it was a great time. I mean, just getting those kids out there and showcasing them. I can't imagine if I was in high school and that was happening, you feel like a rock star. Very well done.
Well, we appreciate having you guys as a partner, because without y'all's partnership, these things don't happen. But it's amazing to see now the growth of it and what we've seen from the community as far as wanting to get more involved and having more teams in it. And the number of teams that have expressed an interest in playing has been off the chart. So the second edition will be even better than the first edition. But you guys are also involved in a lot of other things. You guys have a big country festival coming up in June as well with the CSI Country Fest out at Seawalt Pavilion.
Yes, absolutely. We're really excited to get involved with that. We have never done a festival to this magnitude before, and just to be able to reach out to the Beaches community and just the community in general is always a win for us.
Well, anytime you can do something at the beach, it's a win, right? That's a big piece of the puzzle, and so it'll be exciting to come out there and see that and all the stuff that will be going on with a full day of great music out on the beach. And talk a little bit more about where you guys see the vision of CSI Gives Back. I know you guys are involved with the two charities and some other stuff, but talk a little bit about where you see the long-range vision of the program.
So our goal, of course, is to directly impact those that are in true need. And we've worked in depth with Dreams Come True, American Lung Association, Habitat for Humanity. The list goes on and on. So it's really just making sure that, like I said, we can change at least one life. And, you know, our goal is to raise as much money as possible to just in turn give it right back to the community. So I'd like to say we're a grant-making charity that raises money to give back to you.
And that's one of the great things about our partnership in the High School 912. You guys have made a contribution to us, but it's going straight back into the kids with the life skills components, but also when we're talking about the academic programs and the boot camps and the success we've seen with those. I know you guys have been able to witness that transformation of these kids and the success that they've had in the classroom. These are kids who can do the work, but now have the confidence in knowing that people believe in them enough to invest in them like this.
Oh, for sure. Mentorship is such a valuable component with students. there are so many out there that are so intelligent, but just don't have anybody to support them. And that's the wonderful part of High School 912 is that support is there. And it's, like you said, giving confidence and empowering students to go beyond high school. And doesn't have to be a crazy four-year university that is off the charts to get into. Just education is so important.
And that's the one thing that you see. We talked a little bit back when we were had Mike Dunleavy on the podcast talking about the recruiting options at non-Division I schools. A lot of people think, if I'm not going to Florida or Florida State, I don't know, I don't know if I want to go to college or all that. You know, there are so many great schools out there. There are so many opportunities. It's really just find the right place that you fit in at. Now, Florida and Florida State aren't for everybody, but find the right place where you fit in at and excel and see how you can use that experience to benefit yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And there are so many different schools, whether it be vocational or, like you said, the non-Division I schools that really just give you that education and give you that knowledge to move on to the next step and better yourselves, and then in turn be able to better your family, your community, and just really make an impact on yourself and empower yourself, make yourself feel better. I mean, confidence goes a long way. It's, you know, just like we talk about with the clothing closet, you know, you wear the right clothes, you feel better. So you get a new uniform, you're going to feel better. You're going to perform better. You get involved with sports, you're going to, you know, do better academically. It's, you know, a proven fact between the two of them. So it's all just a stepping stone, and mentorship and guidance is key to that.
We're with Becky Lowry, the director of CSI Gives Back, here on the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast. Becky, tell everybody a little bit more where you guys see some of the other things that are outside of the high school realm, high school and children realm. Some of the other things, I know you guys are involved in Dreams Come True, but there is such a need in the child development area, whether in a number of areas. Talk a little bit about more some of the other things that you guys are involved in from CSI Gives Back.
Well, we've been very active in the American Lung Association, helping just bring more awareness to lung disease and what that means. Also helping with Rethreaded, with human trafficking. The HEAL for autism has been huge. There's just so many different wonderful organizations in our community that help locally. I think that's a big part of what we do too, is, you know, donating a uniform or donating a bike to a child. You're going to see that kid wear that uniform or have that bike. There are just so many different ways to contribute that are great for our employees to get involved with. We've done Hunger Fight and feeding the homeless and going to the shelters. And it's just wonderful to see that transformation and how it makes you feel and how, you know, you can't take anything for granted. And also just knowing how grateful we are too.
So if somebody wants to find out more about CSI Gives Back, how they might can get involved, what's the best way to do that?
So CSIGivesBack.org is the website with all of the information about our upcoming events, especially the gala, and just what we're doing in the community. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook and check out what we have going on. We're constantly posting and sharing the good news.
Awesome. Well, Becky, thank you for taking the time out to join us this week, and we'll see you in a couple weeks at the Country Music Fest.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Joel.
And that's Becky Lowry, the director of CSI Gives Back, and that wraps up this week's Jacksonville High School 912 podcast. For Alan Verlander, I'm Joel Lamp, and we want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors who have made this podcast possible. Have a good evening and enjoy this week's podcast. We'll be back in a couple weeks with our next edition.
Thanks for listening to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors, Bono's Barbecue, Land South Construction, PGA Tour Superstore, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, US Ashore, WJXT Channel 4, and 1010XL.